Okay.
All right. I'm Wendy Talbot. I'm Chief Experience Officer here at Jefferson Regional. Thank you for coming today. Sorry it was under these circumstances, but I've got two of our great physicians behind me, Dr. Amy Cahill, our Chief of Staff, and Dr. Charles Mabry, one of our general surgeons, and they are here to talk a little bit about what we've got going on here and answer any questions that you may have.
Good afternoon. So earlier this morning, Jefferson Regional was notified by the health department that we have an inpatient who has tested positive for the COVID. We got that information only shortly before the governor released that to the media. So in an effort to get factual information out there and hopefully squelch any rumors, we wanted to come to you with the information that we had. The early testing results are presumptive as positive. Those will have to be confirmed through the CDC. That will take 2 to 3 days. The individual is currently stable and hospitalized in an airborne infection isolation room. All caregivers are using personal protective gear. We have him in what's called a negative pressure room, which means limits the exposure to anyone else. COVID is a scary virus, but it is not, it's novel in as far as a coronavirus, but it's not novel that we take care of sick patients every single day. We have lots of infectious diseases. This is what we do. This is what we are prepared to do. This is how we work each and every day. We know and are trained how to protect ourselves and how to protect other patients, and we are treating this as no different. Obviously, this is different because it's a national practical emergency in that it's new, but we have complete confidence in all of our healthcare providers that we can handle this emergency. Dr. Mabry has some additional information to give you on just some places to seek additional information and updates.
Thank you, Dr. Cahill. I'm Charles Mabry. I'm one of the medical directors here. Part of my job is to help take care of the our employed physicians in outpatient clinics. So I've been busy today making sure our clinics are up to speed and know how to treat patients that may come in, how to field calls when they come in. Also, you'll notice around here that the hospital is open. We're accepting patients. So there were some rumors on Facebook we had a lockdown, but actually we're open for business. We're a level 3 trauma center. We can't shut the doors. But what we can do is protect both the community and protect our patients and protect our providers, our physicians, nurses, et cetera, by adopting some common sense safety measures that are out there. You know, all of us wash our hands. All of us wear protective equipment when we need to for patients. We have restricted access to screening at our entrances because that's a good public safety thing to do. We had the health department here today. They were very helpful. We've been actually preparing for this eventuality for weeks now. We also, as Dr. Cahill said, we actually are used to dealing with very virulent bacteria, viruses in our hospital. So this is not something new to us to how to handle this stuff. But from the public, it is new to y'all. And that's why we're here today to say, look, this is something you got to respect it. You got to take care of yourself. We have to take care of each other. And so part of what you see here, the screening, the protective stuff, is part of our job to protect the community. Now, so this was a community-acquired disease. This patient came in from outside in here. Now we have him here. We have him isolated. There may be other patients out here, though, that may come down with symptoms. So what do you look for? Fever, cough, shortness of breath. Could be the flu, could be a common cold, could be COVID. So how do you know? Well, the first thing is if you have those symptoms and you feel relatively okay, stay home. Don't get around your other friends. Or don't go out to parties. Don't go out to shop, et cetera. Stay home, and you're protecting everyone else from the potential that you have COVID virus. If you think you're getting sicker and you need medical help, then contact us by phone, and we'll arrange for where you need to go to. We don't necessarily want everyone to come in the emergency room and expose everyone else. So we're going to have special areas to come to, but call us first. Call us first. And the same for other hospitals. If you go to see your family physician, call him first before you go and learn how they want to handle that. So those are just some common sense methods. Now, while I've got the Fourth Estate here, this is a great thing to tell all the public about. This is on the CDC website. You go to cdc.gov, COVID-19, and great public information to have. Now, for our standpoint, we're going to have a Facebook update at 3 p.m. today, and that's jrmc.org/COVID-19. And so we'll keep that updated as we go along, keep you posted. But in general, this is something we can handle. But it is more important for the public to know how to handle themselves rather than us know how to handle it. We can get this, but it's the public we're worried about, making sure you protect yourself and take care of everybody. Thank
you. So once again, we are not on lockdown.
No.
We have restricted entry, not exit. We are just screening at the entries. If you need health care, if you are a woman in labor wanting to have a baby, you may come to the hospital. If you are ill, if you are having chest pain, any medical emergency, any health care, absolutely, our doors are open. We are just screening upon entrance.
I guess, just for information's sake, it is a he, correct? That the patient is a he.
The patient is a patient.
Yes, you know, under HIPAA, we're not.
Yeah, and we, you know, it's, sometimes people ask me that about, my baby's a he. Well, I refer to every patient as a he. Actually, I refer to most as a she because I'm a girl doctor, but
yeah,
we tend to be generic.
We can't reveal the age, sex, height, weight, whatever.
Can you reveal the location that maybe the patient has been frequent visiting for public awareness?
Because this is a public health issue, the health department handles all of those things just as they do with STDs or any type of a reportable condition. They contact community contacts. Yes.
Well, once the patient got here, though, I can tell you this. Once the patient got here, we are on alert for these type of patients. So the patient was immediately taken care of. We have negative pressure rooms that actually pull air into the room and then filter it. So he's been there or she's been there for some time. And I think that in our hospital, it's been a very protective environment. Now, we're outside, we don't know.
Right.
Another question is, did this patient come from out of state, or was this patient, you know, here locally, or any type of, you know, I guess, clarification that you can provide at all? Because the thing of it is that nationwide, people are saying that people are coming from out of state with this particular, you know, virus. So I don't know if there's any clarification that you can provide, but if not, a community spread or
I think the best way to think about it is that regardless of what you've heard on the media, the likelihood is high that COVID-19 is throughout America. And so that's the important part about the public health aspect of it. You have to protect yourself. If you feel sick, stay home. Don't go to school. Don't go to work. Because you may have it, and there will be no way of knowing until you have it. So where they've been to doesn't really matter. The fact is, if you have symptoms, stay home, stay isolated.
And remember, 80% of people that get COVID will be just like you or me with the cold. It was very, very mild. 80% are mild cases. So those people are going to be walking around at Walmart with a sniffly or with a small cough. Stay home. Don't hug your neighbor. Say hello. Smile.
And wash your hands all the
exactly.
time.
Exactly. Soap and water works wonders.
Any other questions?
Actually, I have one. So the patient was symptomatic when they came in. Is that?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the hospital's activity like basically now at this moment compared to like normal? What are all the differences that y'all are having to do specifically?
So we're restricting access to just this entry and the front entry and through the ER. For today, we have suspended elective procedures. Simply because of our own staff that may need to be screened, that we have to determine where we may need to reallocate our resources. That's very temporary. It doesn't mean that we aren't able to provide care. We absolutely are, but anything elective, we're trying to be judicious with our use of services.
And then do you feel like you do have some people who may have been exposed as far as employees, and do you have an estimate on how many of those are there people in quarantine already that you had employees?
Well, yes and no. So we certainly have people that have been taking care of this patient. And we had a long meeting with the health department this day to determine exactly how to go through this because, like all things, this is a little bit new and it's a little bit old. And so we're taking steps now for the employees to screen them. Some of those may go into isolation or some type of restricted movement. Some may go right back to work. It depends on how much exposure they have, any symptoms they have, et cetera. So we treat them like patients, but also we treat them like employees. And so to some extent, some will come back to work, some will stay off for a while, some may get tested.
But the bottom line is, y'all were suspicious when the person walked in the door and treated him as...
Well, we see this time of year, we see a lot of people with fever, cough, et cetera. So all of those patients get the same protection from them spreading the business. Now, when we test, that's when we know if they have influenza, if they have pneumonia, if they have COVID. We have to test for that, but the protection goes on first to protect them from everybody and us from them. And then as the tests come back, then we uncover what we have to do with.
I guess, how long are those actual tests? You know, how long are those from the time the patient gets here to the time that you guys, how long is that, I guess, that the process?
So a flu test is almost immediate, within a few minutes. The COVID test is an overnight test. So that's why we found out this morning.
And the COVID test actually is done by the health department.
Right.
So we would identify someone, we would take the samples. They would send it there. They have a process to filter out who needs it, who doesn't, and then they would test. Then they let us know. So it's a presumptive test and a confirmatory test.
Is the hospital taking any particular precautions or procedures regarding the three respiratory therapy students from CR that were exposed to the patient?
Well, all the students, you know, there's several students that were taking care of this patient. So they're treated just like our employees. So they're being screened, and as I said, it's a very methodical process to sort out.
Stratifies low risk, moderate risk,
yeah,
high risk, and in those people, there's a very clear health department guideline on who's placed on what sort of quarantine. Yeah.
So the students are just like our employees.
Okay, and about how long is it from the time of potential exposure until you know, you can say yes or no that the patient has COVID-19.
Well, if you look at CDC guidelines, they recommend a 14-day period of isolation. Now, that can be 5 days before the symptoms appear. And if you read the CDC literature, some patients have gone up to 4 weeks late showing symptoms, but those are rare cases. Most people think within 95% of the chance that about 14 days is a good time for the symptoms to appear.
How long have you had the ability in Jefferson County to test for virus?
As long as we've had the state ability, all tests are run through the Department of Health. So anywhere in the state, if you need this test, you have to call the Department of Health and they do it. So everyone had equal access to the test. It's just certain criteria that you met to get a test done.
I was curious because there were rumors on social media that you guys just got the test this morning and it was kind of...
No, we got the results this morning.
Yeah.
Yes.
You kind of touched on it, but there's virtually zero chance you'll need to transfer this individual, right? They're going to stay here.
I would think so, yes.
The person is stable.
You know, most of the
improving.
The significant illness from COVID is really pneumonia. They catch COVID, then their lungs are weakened, then they catch bacterial pneumonia. So we treat that day in, day out. So we can handle that part of it.
So we'll try to keep y'all updated. As they said, we will have that webpage available, and we'll update there. We appreciate y'all coming today, and we will provide, that should be up and operational about 3 o'clock.